This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend to you a warm-hearted welcome from the Christian Crusaders Radio Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's sermon will follow the program. Thank you for tuning in today, and please come back to this station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Are your difficult days destroying you or making you a stronger person? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We invite you to stay tuned. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we realize that as we live out our span on this earth, there can be very, very difficult hours. Some of them are called storms in our lives that can destroy us, or through which you can come and make us stronger people. We pray, O Lord Jesus, that during this day, we may get a word from you regarding what to do with those hours that can sometimes be so hard. Bless us then as we study your word together. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of your name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrow cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of cancelled sin, he sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, his blood availed for me. To God all glory, praise and love be now and ever given. By saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven.
Friends in Christ, this lake can get very rough. Those were the words of our guide as we sailed on the Sea of Galilee. None knew this better than some of the disciples of our Lord Jesus. At least four of them, Peter and Andrew, James and John, had been fishermen, and they had been on that lake when it was plenty rough. But that is not the setting at the time of our text. Jesus was going to go to the other side of the lake. And so he said to the disciples, "Get into the boat and let's go." Let me read you the account of this crossing. It's recorded in the fourth chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, beginning with verse 35. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were other boats there too. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to the disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified, and each asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey them." In this portion of God's Word, we have both a miracle and a parable. The miracle was that the lake was quieted, and they were able to sail on. The parable is to show us the power that God has to quiet the noise of this old world. We as a group of people, I think, most of us, live a comparatively quiet life. By quiet, I don't imagine that there are too many real storms, or there may be some things that are not very pleasant, and you call them storms. But take, for example, today. Many of us, probably most of us who listen, are healthy. That is, we're able to get up and be around. We probably cannot do the things that we did years ago. But we are healthy. We have financial security. That is, we at least have a roof over our head, food on a table, clothes on our back, and a few other luxuries that go along with it. We have a family who brings us joy and satisfaction. And maybe while we are in the process of raising the children, there are some unpleasant moments, moments of concern. But in retrospect, as you look back over it, what a joy to have the families. Many of us experienced that on Mother's Day when some of us at least were gathered together, the family. Then there are these friends who enrich our days. What would you do without your friends? Those you can call and ask, "How about a game of golf?" Or those you call and say, "What are you doing tonight? Let's do something." That friendship is marvelous. You have a church which comforts you. It might not always be everything that you want it to be, but there you can come and find peace and comfort in knowing that Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord. And let us not forget about this. We have a nation, the United States of America, who still offers us freedom and many, many opportunities. Let us not forget it. But we must also say that while our lives on the whole are generally quite free from storms, it is true, the old saying, and into every life, a little rain must fall. Now, that simply means that there are going to be storms in the lives of all of us. And these storms can cause us panic and concern. And how often do we not cry out in fear, "God, where are you? You said you would be with me. Now look. What are you going to do about it?" And yet we still are told to turn to our Heavenly Father, because He does not always calm our storms as He did the Sea of Galilee on that night in the crossing of the disciples. But He gives us the peace and the strength to ride through the storms. I wonder if that isn't what the psalmist was experiencing when he said, "I lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord." You see, the storms were there in the psalmist's life. But if he would look heavenward, look into the face of God, there he would find power and strength. Now let's go back to Peter. We like to take Peter. Peter was a rambunctious kind of a disciple. And I'm sure that Peter could have well been the man who said, who is this man anyhow? When he saw that sea become so calm, he had seen it in all of its viciousness. And now one word from Jesus and the waves cease to be and the winds go down. It made a lasting impression on him. For in many ways he had been a coward. In many ways he had not done what God had told him to do. In many ways he had not really relied upon the promises that God had given to him. And so one night in the courtyard when they said, aren't you one of his? There was another storm, bigger than the one on the Sea of Galilee. For if he had said, yes, I am, they could have well hauled him right along with Jesus and had him crucified there at Calvary too. And so the easy thing to say, taking it all on his own shoulders, no, I don't know him. Three times I don't know him. And so he was safe. I wonder if when he was out there crying because of his denial, he might have thought of that night when Jesus quieted Galilee. He took care of the storm there. Couldn't he take care of this storm? Why didn't I turn to him? But then there came another day. It was Pentecost Sunday, 50 days after Easter. And Peter, together with the other disciples, were in the city of Jerusalem. And there were strange things that were happening. People from all around the place were hearing the word of God in their own language. And some asked the question, well, what is the meaning of all this? And others gave the answer, oh, they're filled with wine. Now here is Peter, this one-time frightened man, in the midst of another storm, because here his life could also be taken. But it mattered not. He had seen God in storms before, and he had seen the power of God. And he said, these people are not drunk. Don't you know? You, together with the help of wicked men, put Jesus to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead. He preached the gospel. And what did he experience? God was not only with him, God blessed him and brought a calm to the area. And 3,000 people confessed their faith in Jesus Christ, repented, and were baptized. You see how faith can grow? That evening on the Sea of Galilee, when faith grew, Peter had come a long way in his faith. More and more he was able to turn his life over to the Lord. Experience had taught Peter what Jesus had promised he was able to fulfill. And I pray that that is what is happening in the life of you as well as myself. Because we have been given the promises. And while we really sail on destiny's dark sea, he goes along with us. It is a joy to see how the promises of our Lord has worked in the life of so many who have and are experiencing the storms of life. I think back on those Wednesday nights, when I went to the confirmation classes and taught the children some of these basic truths, that God was the one who could rely upon them. Jesus was the one who would walk intimately with them. And we'd close the books after an hour and a half and go our own way. And sometimes I'd wonder, whatever happened tonight? Those young people were a long ways from me. They were thinking of their boyfriends or their girlfriends or the basketball game or the baseball game or the football game, whatever it might be. They had been a million miles away from the confirmation class. All their ears probably had heard, and they would be able to write a test someday. But it had not been the power at that time that I wanted it to be. That's the way faith works. We plant it, we water it, we feed it, it grows. At the writing of this sermon, I could sit in my study and think of 9 people, young people, 60 or under, who have recently received a very serious diagnosis that the illness that they have could well be terminal. I have not visited with all of them. But one day not long ago, I came face to face with one of those women. Not yet 50. And I said to her, "How are you dealing with it?" Now, she was not one that I had had my confirmation class, but she had been in another confirmation class. And the word of God had been sown. And this is almost verbatim what she said, for I will never forget it. "Pastor, I'm giving it the old college try." That's the vernacular. "I am going through chemotherapy, and I get sicker than a dog. But I will endure. I will endure." I leave it in the hands of God. Isn't that what you taught me? There was the storm. Sure, it's a storm. She has grandchildren. She wants to see them raised. She had many other reasons for wanting to live. A lovely husband, a beautiful home. And what else? Yeah, if I could have my choice, I'd want to stay right here. And I don't want to be super pious. I want you to know that I have my moments. But down deep, when all is quiet, I hear the Lord Jesus saying, "Be not afraid. Be not afraid." And when once in a while I have to buckle, Jesus could well say, "Why are you afraid? Don't you trust me?" 9 of them. Oh, I thank God that I had the privilege to put that seed that could develop into faith into their hearts. I think, for example, of the lady who's now in her 80s, living in our home, seeming always to be very quiet, a peace about her. But she's buried a husband. She's buried a child. And I said to her one day, "Tell me, do you keep all of this inside of you?" And she said, "Why, of course not. I give it to God. I give it to God. I learned long ago that I cannot fix this life and all of its difficulties. But I have learned that God can deliver on his word. And he has said he would comfort us." I think of those young people who are in high school, college, They're living in the midst of a storm half of the time. They're human beings. They want to be accepted. But around them, there's drugs and alcohol and all the rest, free sex. Give yourself over to us, or you will not be one of us. And not to be one of us when you're in your teens and early 20s means almost the end of life. And then I see these young people saying no, standing and make their testimony for Jesus Christ. Percentage-wise, a small number, that's true. But many of them, where did they get it? They got it in their church. They got it in their home. They got it in their confirmation classes, wherever it might be. And every time they go through a difficulty, the faith grows just a little bit. I think of the businessmen. Not easy to be a businessman. Here's a good deal, sir. Take that deal. There may be a few shady things about it, but you come out of this okay, and you'll be considered a hero and a friend of the people who saved the company. But it would be wrong, really wrong, that cumulatively would bankrupt the United States of America. And they said no. Sure, they were released for newer and better management, so-called. But when the person laid his head on the pillow that night, he knew. He knew that in the midst of that storm, God was with him. And don't be kidding yourself, these things are happening with those who face serious illness, those who have gone through a life of heartache, those who are in the midst of all of these temptations now as children, and these businessmen and women who have had to make the hard choice and went on God's way. I tell you, friend, we are all going to have our storms, greater or smaller, many or few, but we're all going to have them. The storms of life come into every life, and there's one or two things that can happen. They can either destroy us and make us grumpy old people, or bring us to the place where we are anxious to take our own lives. Or they can make us strong, strong people. As Jesus Christ speaks to us in the midst of the storm, peace be with you. I am with you always, to the end of the age. Amen.
Oh.
Father in heaven, there are many who at this very moment are in the midst of a tremendous storm. They are being tossed to and fro, and they're crying out, Lord, don't you care? Help them, O God, to turn to you in repentance and faith, and to believe that you who have said you would be with us always to the end of the age have not promised to take the storm away, but to walk through it with us. O God in heaven, we pray that this portion of God's word may ring a clear message into the hearts of many. We fear not, for we have you as our God. Amen.
You have been listening to Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray that today's gospel message will be a source of strength and comfort through the coming week. We pray that if this ministry meets your spiritual needs, you will consider a contribution to help us pay for radio time. Many homebound individuals depend on this program for their Sunday worship. Christian Crusaders thanks all of our faithful listeners who have continued to support this ministry through the years with their prayers and gifts. Please call our office if you would like to find out more about the many ways you can donate. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. A new series of sermons on the resurrection is available on DVD video. Call or email us if you would like a copy of one or all four of these DVDs, which are offered for a suggested donation of $10 each. These sermons were broadcast on the radio on April 12th, 19th, 26th, and May 3rd, and were also recorded for viewing. For a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. The voice of Christian Crusaders today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth every Sunday since 1936.